Weed Seekers, welcome to episode 144 of Sully's Two Cents Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host. I am Rob Sullivan. So, hey, we're in the midst of preseason week one. Now, I want you to just relax and enjoy these football games because, in essence, football is back. But it is incredibly important not to overreact, either positively or negatively, to what is happening on the field, or even to a lesser extent, what's happening in practice during training camp. There's a long way to go before these NFL teams finalize their rosters. And the quality of the player on the field in these preseason games has a lot to do with why Dwayne Haskins looks decent, why Ramondre Stevenson turned 10 carries into 127 yards and a pair of scores, including a 91-yard touchdown run. Like, my friends at PFF tweeted out, "Don't sleep on Eno Benjamin last night." Now, I have all the respect in the world for Pro Football Focus, but are you kidding me? The dude ran for 50 yards and scored a touchdown in week one of the preseason. Relax. Could he develop into being a relevant fantasy asset? Sure, anything is possible. But it's far too early to get excited about these players. I mean, just sit back. Enjoy the fact that football is back and start to make your educated decisions in week three and four of the preseason. All right, so this episode's either going to be really entertaining or an absolute train wreck. I have been experiencing a boatload of technical difficulties today preparing to record this episode, so I might be a little bit more fired up than I normally am. Today, I'm back with another episode of Buy, Sell, Take the Flyer. Today, we're focusing on the NFC East. Just a reminder, in this 8-part series, I utilize ADP to identify players that I'm buying, a player that I am selling, and I'm selecting a flyer off of each team as well. Now, the buying and selling have really nothing to do with my opinion of the player and everything to do with my perceived value of that player versus their current average draft position, otherwise known as ADP. As for the flyer, these are gut feels on players deeper down in your ADP that you're likely selecting in the later rounds of your startup drafts, or perhaps in some cases, they're even guys that you'll find on your league's waiver wire. So let's get into it, and we'll start off with the Dallas Cowboys. The player I'm buying off the Dallas Cowboys is running back Tony Pollard. Overall ADP is 119, and he's coming off the board as running back 47. So making the decision to buy Tony Pollard should absolutely not be taken as my dislike for Ezekiel Elliott, because the complete opposite is actually true. For the longest time this offseason, Zeke has been undervalued, but as of now at RB6, his value is right where it should be. Pollard, in my opinion, will see a larger percentage of snaps and touch this season. 2021 will be the year of the backup running back, mainly due to a 17th game. It's not that the backups will take over, it's the fact that they're going to be used more. Tony Pollard in 2020 saw an uptick in his touches as Ezekiel Elliott sort of appeared to have given up on the season. Pollard is Pro Football Focus' fifth highest graded running back over the past two seasons. He tied with Nick Chubb for the highest rate of missed tackles forced per rush and tied Derrick Henry for the most yards after contact per rush. Now, imagine Tony Pollard with an increased workload. The player I'm selling off of the Dallas Cowboys is wide receiver Amari Cooper. Overall ADP of 42, coming off the board as wide receiver 16. So Amari Cooper found himself in the exact same category for me in this series entering 2020. After 5 weeks of play in the 2020 season, I look like a complete fool. Cooper was the wide receiver 8, and only a season-ending injury to Dak Prescott kind of saved me. This season, I think Amari Cooper is more appropriately priced, making this sell a little bit more difficult. CeeDee Lamb makes this sell a little bit easier. I see Lamb taking the wide receiver 1 title in Dallas by midseason. Cooper, who has had off-season ankle surgery, missed all of OTAs. As a result, allowing Lamb to be used all over the field versus the slot where he primarily lined up in 2020. Now look, Amari Cooper still has a lot of tread left on his tires. I do see him as a top 24 wide receiver. I just see him closer to 20 than I do to 16, so I'm going to go ahead and sell Amari once again. My flyer off of the Dallas Cowboys is tight end Blake Jarwin. His overall ADP is 175, and he's coming off the board as tight end 21. So having a share of the Dallas Cowboys offense on your fantasy roster in 2021 is highly recommended. This offense should be a high-scoring, large-volume passing offense. The team is full of weapons, and the defense is still one of the weaker ones despite some upgrades added through the NFL draft. I was firmly aboard the Blake Jarwin hype train last season. I had him ranked inside my top 12 tight ends, and that hype train derailed dramatically in week one versus the Los Angeles Rams when Jarwin tore his ACL. You don't have to draft Jarwin in most fantasy leagues, but you should. He will emerge as a key waiver wire addition if all things go right, and it won't be a surprise if Blake Jarwin becomes a weekly starting option in fantasy leagues once again. So beat your waiver wire and grab Blake Jarwin in the latter part of your draft. Moving on to the New York Giants. The player I'm buying off of the New York Giants is quarterback Daniel Jones. Overall ADP is 178. He's coming off the board as quarterback 25. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Last season, I had Jones as a buy. Loved his upside. And in a word, he was horrific. Well, here we are again. And I'm banking on Jones taking the next step to becoming a relevant fantasy quarterback in his third season. The Giants went and got Jones some weapons in Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney, Kyle Rudolph, and hopefully Saquon Barkley at 100%. Along with Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, and Evan Ingram, this is the best receiving core Jones has had during his tenure with the Giants. Now look, he's got plenty to prove, and I believe he will deliver. He could end up a breakout fantasy quarterback in 2021, or this could be the last season as a starter for the New York Giants. One thing's for sure, if he falters, he won't be a buy for me once again in 2022. Now, the player I'm selling off of the New York Giants is wide receiver Kenny Golladay. His ADP is at 66. He's coming off the board as wide receiver 26. I like Kenny G. I really do. I just don't like this ADP. The fifth round is too early, in my opinion. The Giants' offense, as I alluded to earlier, is loaded with pass catchers. I get that Golladay just got paid, and I get that he is likely the top target in this offense. What I'm not sold on is the amount of targets he's going to get. Darius Slayton is still in this offense, as is Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, and as I said before, Saquon is back. In addition, the Giants used a first-round pick on Kadarius Toney for some unknown reason, and you have to figure that he has some sort of role for the Giants as a rookie. Jason Garrett is a tight end target offensive coordinator, and the Giants added Kyle Rudolph to pair with Evan Ingram. This offense outside of Saquon is likely a mess in 2021, despite my desire to buy Daniel Jones again. And from week to week, we have really no idea who to start, let alone start with any confidence. If you want a Giants wide receiver on your roster, my recommendation is you wait until the 16th round and select Sterling Shepard. And my flyer, you guessed it, is Sterling Shepard. Overall ADP 197, coming off the board at wide receiver 68. So I get that I just finished saying that this offense outside of Saquon Barkley is going to be a mess, but come on, wide receiver 68 for Sterling Shepard? That is a ridiculous value. Shepard is surrounded by kickers, quarterbacks we have no confidence in, and tight ends like Austin Hooper at his current ADP. Sterling Shepard averaged 13.5 PPR points a game last season, and 14.2 the season before that. Yes, there's a lot of competition in the offense for targets, but in round 16, his value is too ridiculous to pass up. Take the flyer on Sterling Shepard. All right, moving on to the Philadelphia Eagles. The player I'm buying off the Philadelphia Eagles is quarterback Jalen Hurts, overall ADP of 90, coming off the board at quarterback 13. Jalen Hurts gave Philadelphia a spark at quarterback over the last three games late in his rookie season. From weeks 14 through 16, he gained 1,085 combined yards with six touchdowns and two interceptions. It's his ability to run. He ran 38 times for 238 yards and scored a touchdown. That's what makes him a significant factor in this offense and a significant fantasy quarterback to roster in 2021. His ability to run sets a floor, and it adds consistency in the fantasy market. We all know running quarterbacks are gold. Hurts will likely run the ball between 8 and 10 times most games, setting his rushing floor probably around 800 yards. Jalen Hurts has a legitimate shot at joining Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson as the only quarterbacks to rush for 1,000 yards in a single season. You add in some modest passing, like 225 yards a game, he could total nearly 5,000 yards. He has an excellent chance of finishing inside the top 12, and I currently have him ranked as my QB8. As a result, I'm buying Jalen Hurts. The player I'm selling is running back Miles Sanders. His overall ADP is 34. He is coming off the board at running back 18. Now, this one's very close for me. I have Sanders ranked 38th overall and is my running back 19. So technically, based on his current ADP, he's a sell. What gives me pause is the current injury to rookie Devonta Smith. The injury could lead to an increase in targets for Sanders while Smith is out. Ultimately, my decision to list Sanders as a sell comes down to the behavior of the Eagles organization this offseason. They entered the offseason with Sanders and Boston Scott. During the offseason, they drafted Kenneth Gainwell, claimed Kerryon Johnson off of waivers, brought back the corpse of Jordan Howard, and by the way, Boston Scott remains on the roster. These are not actions of a team that has a lot of confidence in their number one running back. In the third round, I'm going to sell Miles Sanders and look elsewhere. The player I'm taking a flyer on in the Philadelphia Eagles is Jalen Reagor. Overall ADP of 179, wide receiver 63. So Jalen Reagor was thought to be a wide receiver that could make an impact as a rookie. In the end, injuries combined with some horrific quarterback play led to Jalen Reagor becoming more of a bust than a success. Now, I don't think that's realistically fair. Jalen Reagor has the ability to rebound this season, and he's worth drafting with a late-round pick in all leagues of all formats. The Eagles need Reagor to be their number two receiver behind Devonta Smith, and while Smith is out, they need him to be their number one. Reagor should see a healthy amount of targets from Jalen Hurts, and if Hurts is what I think he can be, that could help Reagor produce in a big way. He profiles as a high-end number three receiver that currently has a wide receiver 63 ADP. He is easily a player I am going to take a flyer on here. And we'll round out this episode with the Washington football team. The player I'm buying is running back Antonio Gibson. His current ADP is at 17, coming off the board as the 12th running back. This time last season, I had Gibson as a buy. But this time last season, he had an overall ADP of 156, and he was listed as running back 52. Now, I had a lot of bad calls last season, but Antonio Gibson was one of my better ones. What a difference a season makes. He was around 13 pick a year ago, and he's around 2 selection this season. Now, Gibson scored at least 12 PPR points in 8 of his first 11 games. A toe injury in week 13 slowed him down over the final 5 games of the season, but he should be healthy coming into training camp and to start the season. What makes Gibson's success as a running back in his rookie season all the more impressive is Gibson is a converted wide receiver that had 33 career carries at Memphis. There's plenty of room to grow for Gibson, and with the talk of an increased role in the passing game, Gibson has RB1 overall upside, not just top 12 upside in my opinion, and he is an absolute buy at his current ADP. And the player I'm going to be selling off the Washington football team is tight end Logan Thomas, currently has an ADP of 85, coming off the board as tight end 9. So Logan Thomas came out of nowhere last season and finished as the tight end 4. You've got to love the wildness of the tight end position. Thompson averaged 11 PPR points a game, a total that would have seen him finish as wide receiver 37. Logan Thomas benefited greatly from having Alex Smith in his checkdown style as a quarterback a year ago. The converted quarterback was targeted 110 times last season. His previous career high was 28. In addition to wide receiver Terry McLaurin, the Washington football team added Curtis Samuel in free agency, selected Diami Brown in the draft, Antonio Gibson, and J.D. McKissic. Well, they're returning as well. Logan Thomas is going to struggle to come close, even remotely close, to the 110 targets he saw a season ago, and I have him a sell as a result. And I am taking a flyer on quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, overall ADP 163, coming off the board as the quarterback 24. Ryan Fitzpatrick has never played for a team that has made the postseason in his 16 NFL seasons. Now, that has absolutely nothing to do with fantasy, but I find it to be such a fascinating stat, I had to share it. Admittedly, I'm a Ryan Fitzpatrick guy, mainly because he's so fun to watch and so easy to root for. On the field, Ryan Fitzpatrick has scored at least 20 fantasy points in 12 of his last 14 starts. He has a quality receiving core in Washington led by McLaurin and Curtis Samuel. Don't be surprised if you end up starting Ryan Fitzpatrick at some point this season in all of your leagues. He is the perfect late-round quarterback to pair with a rookie quarterback if you're interested in selecting Trey Lance or Justin Fields. Fitz has the ability to carry you until these rookies start, and perhaps beyond. Sitting at quarterback 24 is an absolute steal, in my opinion, and worth the flyer. That's going to do it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you have yet to subscribe to the Sully's 2 Cents Fantasy Football Podcast, you can do so by searching for it pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. In addition, you can find me on Twitter at Rotoheat Sully. I'm in both the Rotoheat Dynasty Fantasy Football community and the Rotoheat Redraft Fantasy Football community over on Facebook, and you can find me at Sully on our Discord channel as well. Hey, don't forget to join Brad Menendez and I every Tuesday night over on the Roto Heat YouTube channel as we bring you the Dynasty Heat Seekers each and every Tuesday night at 9:30 Eastern. Guests so far this season include Scott Fish, JJ Zacharyson, Ian Hartitz, Steffi Smalls, Paul Charchin, and more. And we will continue to have great guests the remainder of August and into the 2021 NFL season. I'm going to be back a little bit later this week with episode 145 as I take you through another division in the NFL. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy, Heat Seekers. Take care.